Feb. The Pigeon Show on Radio Refab.
We have in the studio, not one, not even two, but three members of a very brand new trio called Who Owns the Snow. Folks, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Hi, Pete.
Yeah. Hello.
What is going on in your world? It's so good to see you. This is Rosie Brown, by the way, Rosie Brown Band, but in a sort of new guise. We got Loretta on. Would you say lead vocals, Loretta? Because I think we should.
Well, no, not on every song.
Not on every song.
I suppose on some songs, yes, and others, no.
Yeah. Well,
so sometimes.
Okay. Because I first saw you at the Comedia, funnily enough, and I think that was with, you had a sort of your own little project going, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Did they have a name?
No, that was a classic thing that we didn't have a name. We still don't have a name.
I don't think you need to get hung up about that. There's plenty of bands, I can't think what they're called now, who didn't have names. and they've done very well for themselves. Some of them.
Yeah.
You know, there's a band with no name. They were good. So do you still mess around with those guys? Do you still write stuff with them?
Well, not so much anymore because most of us are going to uni in September.
Yeah.
So not so much. And yeah, people have been travelling and all over the place.
So we
haven't done as much recently.
Are you going away in September?
Yes, I am. I'm going to Manchester.
That's a schleck, isn't it? I'm only thinking, you know, who owns the snow?
I know. That's going to happen.
I'm only worrying about that, you know, because as your newly appointed manager, this affects me more than you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, I care about you. Of course I do. But, you know, money is the thing, right? We got a good thing going here, I'm sure. So how have you, I guess, I mean, it's a silly question, but you've always been singing and playing around these guys because they're your parents.
Yeah, of course.
Let's get it out there. Let's clear the air here. Let's clear the air. We have Loretta Res with her parents, Bern and Rosie, who I've known you guys for, you know, a couple of decades, it feels like. And it is a couple of decades. And you've got this gig coming up at the Comedia. Tell us about that.
Well, it is our album launch. So we've got Loretta here with us right now. When she finished her A-levels, we thought, oh my God, she's only here for a short time.
Yeah.
And we love singing together. And we thought, let's do a project. So we are Who Owns the Snow. We've recorded an album.
Where did the name come from?
Okay, so the name was, Bianca had the name written down as a sort of potential name for a composition, didn't you?
Yeah, I've got a list of...
He's the only guy not on mic, by the way. So
I'll speak loud, that's fine.
We can swing this around.
I've got a list of potential song titles.
Just
when something comes, exactly. Yeah. And this has been swilling around for a long time. And then Rosie and I were standing in our garden, dwelling on the fact that it's quite ridiculous that we own a few trees in our garden.
Yeah.
And then I remembered the fact that I had the song title, Who Owns the Snow?
Like it.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. How is the ranch doing anyway?
The horses.
I love the drive.
Outhouse, yeah.
By the time you get to the end of the drive, you've forgotten where you're going.
Exactly.
I love that about your house. It's so beautiful. Isn't that white horse comes by?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, what the hell? It's very beautiful anyway. But I mean, if you've earned the shekels like you've earned it, you deserve it, frankly.
Yeah.
You know, your music has done stuff. So have you written together as well?
Yeah.
You guys, yeah. And how was that experience, Loretta?
It's great, yeah. It's been so nice working with my parents.
Yeah.
Because obviously we've got, like, I don't know, the family link, I guess. So, yeah, it's been really, really nice.
And how long has the writing bit of it been going?
Well, so last summer we went camping together, the three of us, for a few days, and we wrote songs there and kind of worked on stuff there.
I bet that was beautiful.
It was really nice.
In the middle of a field and all the rest of it, and smoky fires.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Marshmallows melting. Well, write this down, this is good. This could be another title.
The guy's on the list.
Come on, write it down. Marshmallows are melting. Come on, baby. Am I in?
Yeah, you're in.
Oh, mama! wish my mother could hear this. So you did that, and it worked. Mm. Yeah.
You had, if you don't mind me just interrupting, you, Loretta, had written a few songs herself.
Yes.
Which one of which you're going to hear
okay.
tonight. But she had written a few songs herself, and frankly, she sort of blew me and Bianca away, didn't
yeah.
she, really?
Yeah.
We kind of went, oh,
well,
okay.
You,
so not only has she got a great voice, but she's actually good at writing.
I don't know what... So you would know, but I don't know what I heard when I saw you playing at the Comedia, and that was about... Was that a year ago?
Yeah, just over.
Was that stuff that you guys had written? I think it was, wasn't it?
So...
Because that was so good.
I can't remember... I think I played was one with double bass. I played one of my songs.
Mm. Plays double bass as well.
Oh no, I don't play double bass.
She plays cello.
I play cello.
She plays cello.
Not double bass.
Who said double bass? Was that one of these producers? I'm going to get them.
No, but there was a double bass guy. Player on the stage.
I remember now. I remember. Of course there was. I was there. It was a very good night. So those were your mates, basically, aren't
yeah.
they? And they're a talented bunch.
Yeah.
But I don't need to tell you that.
The drummer is going to be with us on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The drummer
is that,
from Loretta's band
Elliot.
Is going to be
is
one
that
of
Elliot
our...
Vickers?
Yeah.
Elliot.
Yeah.
Come on, get in there. You got two drummers. What are you, Adam the Ants? What's going on?
We've got... Well, basically, it's... The Who Owns the Snow is this trio.
Yeah.
Us three.
Yes.
It's our family band.
Yeah.
And we've got these fabulous guest drummers, just friends of ours, and we thought, oh, yeah, he'll be great on that song. He'll be great on that song, la la. And Kyra is coming in
yeah.
to do some beautiful flute playing.
Yeah.
And Joe Snelling is... the bass player who was Loretta's
he's not even on my list.
No, he's not on your list because Joe Snelling's on the album.
Oh, that old chestnut.
And he's Loretta's friend from the night you saw. Loretta's amazing double bass playing friend.
Yeah, got it.
But he double booked himself, didn't he?
Well, I don't know.
So we have called on the wonderful skills of Simon Edwards,
of course,
who is fantastic bass player and good friend, and yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
I'll tell you what are you going to play us, and let's hear you guys play, because I am busting.
Okay, so we're going to start with a song called August Sky, which yeah. actually was more of a sort of me and Biant, right? We yeah. wrote this one, but then we kind of, you know, it totally became a song when we started singing it with Loretta.
Well, guys, take it away. You have got Who Owns the Snow performing just for you.
Thank you.
shut your eyes for a moment too long. You shut your eyes for a moment. There's a pale blue August sky, but the clouds keep rolling in. Rolling, rolling in. There's a pale blue August sky, but the clouds keep rolling in. There's a pale blue August sky, but the clouds keep rolling in.
That, my friends, was ridiculous. Are you kidding? How come we can't do the show now? I'm in bits. Kenny Murray's been in touch, and maybe he can pull me together. He says, late again, Pete. Sorry, but lovely song, this. Last Night's Rain is one of my favourite Rosie songs. This is Kenny Murray, who's a beautiful singer-songwriter in his own right, I'll have you know. So he knows a thing or three. He does. And that was stunning. Who wrote that then, my friends?
Me and Beant, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can say it like it is.
Yeah. We wrote that one.
Well,
yeah.
The harmonies were...
That's it, right?
Don't shy away. Don't shy away. But from the you know, the half second in, that was just a wash of joy. Oh, my goodness me. It's sort of Crosby, Stills and Nash on steroids. Is that fair? Is that okay? Do you mind?
Don't mind that, but it's maybe slightly exaggerated. But
yeah, you're right. You're right. They were rubbish. They were rubbish. I apologise for putting you in the same bracket. They wore pants on their head. They were terrible. No, but come on. Where would you put yourselves then in that way? Because is there a shift with the three of you working to the Rosie Brown Band? Is it? Do you feel anything, or is it just a sort of a beautiful continuation with an extra bod?
It's really, really special singing with Loretta.
It must be amazing.
It is really, really, really great. Yeah. And in fact, I think that song is probably the one
that gave us the idea,
really.
Because
the song happened, and then we sang it with Loretta. Actually, there's also the Don Williams song. That was also a classic, wasn't it?
Wow, yeah.
That was a classic moment.
Do you do many covers?
Well, we do a Don Williams cover, actually.
I gathered that now, yes.
We weren't planning to do tonight, but we could maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's really great. So singing with Loretta is something... else that, but so Loretta is our daughter.
I guess.
So Beant and I aren't related by blood, but you know they talk about blood harmony. You know this thing called blood. Obviously, Loretta's related to both of us by blood.
You didn't marry your brothers, what you're trying to tell me.
No. But me and Beant aren't related. What I'm trying to say is, singing
Where
with
is
these,
this going?
I don't know, singing with these two together is like there's a some kind of glue has
Arisen,
yeah, something like
the
that.
The glue has arisen. That's another song title right there.
Write that down. Write, this is good. This is
the glue
gold,
has
man.
Arisen.
This is creative gold. And, I'll have 50%, that's fine. Listen, folks, I'm going to play a track here. Will you talk me through this one? What have
okay. What, are you going to play?
Yeah, I don't know, you told me to.
What, Who Owns the Snow? So there's this side to us, which is very... that was totally two acoustic guitars and three voices.
Yeah.
But then we do love a bit of production, don't we? And also we've got a sort of louder side. This song, Who Owns the Snow, is we wrote this based on being inspired by the album title and the band title and
Let's hear it.
I'm not talking much sense, am I?
Well, it sounded good to me.
owns the trees? In this moment, who owns the breeze? I've got your hand, you're you, I know. All is white now, who owns the snow? From this viewpoint, who owns the seas? I feel certain, not you or me. Your hand, you're you, I know. All is white now, who owns the snow? In the distance, who owns the trees? In this moment, who owns the breeze? I've got your hand, you're you, I know.
Absolute beauty. Quickly, very quickly, because I want you to play another live one. Tell me about that, my friends.
Well, that was Loretta on the cello, doing sort of plucky bass stuff, me on the keyboards, us three doing the vocals. It was kind of, that was the... Yeah, inspired by the Who Owns the Snow idea, Who
Absolutely
Owns the Trees.
Absolutely beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. So listen, this is the important stuff. Yeah. Listen up, folks, this is your homework. Please get yourselves down to the Comedia. It is this Saturday, that is the 14th of June. Both sets are from Who Owns the Snow. You can figure out if there's a difference at the end of it, but get your tickets. Go to the Comedia box office and get some tickets, please, 8 p.m. It's quite the lineup. It is the, well, Who Owns the Snow, basically, is these guys. It's Bernd, it's, am I saying your name right? I'm not quite, am I?
But
yeah, I've always got it Bent. Bent, thank you. Loretta and Rosie. I've been corrected mostly tonight, so that is fine. It's not quinola, quiona, it's quinoa. All right. Elliot, Jimmy, Simon, and Kaya are all billing too. So you're just going to have the most beautiful night. I've been in the, I think it's the room that you used last time, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the foot room as you go in? It's such a great atmospheric space. And please, people, just have the most, best, gorgeousest time ever. Are you going to play us another track? What have you got lined up?
Yeah. So we're going to play a song written by Loretta. In fact, this was the first song you wrote, wasn't it, darling?
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce it?
It's called Come Back, Not You.
Yeah, not you, all right?
Yeah.
You know who you are as well. Just back in your box, my friend. In that case, take it away. Why not?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Rerun.
A little blip there.
One by one, they go numb, slip away silently. Turn around, heard a sound, nothing there, empty. They were sure it was yours, but it's been taken away. All that's left is the rest of that time. Lonely. Come back, not you. your heart so unstable. Same heart, new face, old soul unmistaken. Your heart, not you, come back, different person. Old soul, same heart, new face, not so shaken. One of them thought the end drawing near slowly, but you knew how to do the good thing finally. Don't come back, you so lack what we crave. It's not fair, it will mend in the end, time will heal, so they say. Unstable, same heart, new face, old soul unmistaken. Your heart, not you, come back, different person. Old soul, same heart, new face, not so shaken. Come back, not you, your heart so unstable. Same heart, new face, old soul unmistaken. Your heart, not you, come back, different person. Old soul, same heart, new face, not so shaken.
Thank you guys so much. Oh my days. You've no idea. I've got to do a few bit more of the show, man. I'm in bits. Thank you so, so much to brand new outlet for us, Who Owns the Snow. Thank you for inadvertently dropping 3 or 4 tracks our way. So they might appear in the next few shows, if that is okay. And in the meantime, have the best of nights on the 14th of June, Saturday. And yeah, just blow it away, my friends. Blow it
Thank
away.
You, Pete.
Thank you.
As you blew us away.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
You're the best.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.